Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dr. Michael Bauer is joining us. Your questions for the doctor, 312-981-7200. He's the medical director at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, Doc, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you got to get out and enjoy the Labor Day weekend a bit. I keep reading stories about the stress on our healthcare workers as we're all very weary and tired of COVID and everything that means to all of us, you folks in the healthcare industry. It's incredibly taxing. So I just want to say thanks for what you guys do every day.
That's awfully nice of you. And fortunately, was able to take advantage of the nice weather and spend a fair amount of time outdoors with my family doing some really fun things.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Glad to hear that. Hey, where would you say we are right now? All kinds of headlines about this Delta variant and trying to make sense of everything. Can you just give us your assessment, your perspective at this moment in time?
Well, I unfortunately give you some very sobering statistics. And I think if we just have to look at comparing last year Labor Day to this year Labor Day, last year we were averaging about 40,000 cases a day in the U.S. And now we're averaging about 160,000. That's four times more, almost double the number of daily deaths, and over 2.5 times the amount of people hospitalized on a daily basis. So you look back a year ago today, despite having this wonderful vaccine that we have, and where we're at now, and I think those are very sobering statistics and really tell a tale.
They really are, truly are. And my gosh, four times the number of cases year to year, double the daily deaths. And that's with the vaccine.
With the vaccine, correct.
What do you attribute that to?
That not getting enough vaccines in people's arms. I mean, we're just over half, 50% of the eligible population in the United States is vaccinated and protected. We still need to get that vaccine out there in children's arms. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this pandemic is by getting everybody with some level of immunity.
Should we expect a post-Labor Day weekend spike, do you think? Or is that what we're seeing now after most holidays? Or are we not? I guess it's confusing to me because sometimes things happen like Lala and I expect a spike and then there isn't one. Are we still seeing those kinds of things happen after
weekends? Unfortunately, I think if history repeats itself after most of the major holidays the last year, we have seen at least bump up in cases. Hopefully there's not going to be a huge spike. Lala was relatively contained, and they were doing things to help ensure that people were either vaccinated or had negative COVID tests, and it was outdoors. Now we've had a whole country of people traveling, getting together, celebrating, and I think we've seen that most of the time after these holidays, we've had a bump or spike in the number of cases again. Couple that with the fact that we're in the middle of this Delta surge, and I think we're going to see it continue for a bit.
What should we know, Dr. Bauer, about the new variant, Mu? How do you say it?
Mu.
Thank you.
Just like my fraternity Sigma Alpha Mu.
Oh, perfect.
Don't put too much attention on it right now.
Okay.
It is something that we will, of course, keep a close eye on. It really isn't even a variant of interest by the CDC. They kind of label them various variants of interest and variants of concern. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't hit the variant of interest level yet, although it is from the WHO, the World Health Organization. I think there's been about 2,000 cases identified in the U.S. so far to date. Again, to put that in perspective, if we're averaging 160,000 cases a day of the Delta, this is a minuscule percentage of that. So we'll keep an eye on it, let the CDC do their work in surveillance, but I wouldn't pay too much attention to it right now.
What about breakthrough cases? A lot of questions about breakthrough cases, doctor. We hear about people who are still getting it. We know that the vaccine is the best chance of not dying and not getting seriously ill, but it does seem as if there are a number of growing cases involving people who are vaccinated. What can you tell us if you looking at the data about that?
There definitely are. Where it used to be, we could say it was rare. It's no longer rare to have a breakthrough case, but it's still relatively uncommon when you look at the number of total cases that they are versus the number of breakthrough cases. So it's a somewhat small percentage. Fortunately, as you mentioned, what we do know is in the breakthrough cases, they are not nearly as severe. The likelihood of getting hospitalized is much, much smaller. And even if you are, the risk of it going on to be to dying or having long COVID or severe problems from that, extremely small. So the take-home message once again is, while we're seeing breakthrough cases, those are infections, but they're more like the flu and nowhere near as severe in the unvaccinated people.
Yeah, I want to get back to the long haul stuff in just a second, Dr. Bauer, but I just want to say anecdotally, I think a lot of us are starting to know friends who are fully vaccinated. My two next door neighbors, for example, who have gotten it or have it right now, they do. And we saw Reverend Jackson and his wife. His wife was just released from the hospital. He himself is hospitalized or doing some kind of outpatient treatment. And I just wonder, is it a growing number of people who are vaccinated who are getting it? Knowing that what you stated is yes is the answer. Go ahead.
Yes is the answer. And again, though, it is still, while we all know somebody, and I'm kind of in that club with you because I had several family members that happened to who were fully vaccinated. That is also one of the reasons that we are looking at the booster shots down the road, because when you look at the data coming out of Israel, who's about a month, 6 weeks ahead of us or so, we know that the level of immunity does start to wane the longer you're from getting your vaccination. And that's why I think we are going to be headed towards the FDA approving the booster shots for everybody, which will provide a greater level of protection once again.
I got a question for you from a listener, 815. Anna, can you ask Dr. Bauer why schools aren't telling teachers about COVID cases in school this year? Teachers don't know if they've been exposed or other students have. Is that true? Have you heard that?
I have not heard that. There is some level of protection that still must be maintained in terms of protecting an individual's identity. But all of the local health departments, so the Lake County Public Health, Cook County Public Health, et cetera, they follow all of the school cases very, very closely and really work very carefully to identify any of the close contacts, including the teachers. So I think they can feel pretty comfortable about knowing, have they had a potential exposure in school?
Let's talk about those long-haul symptoms you mentioned. When you're vaccinated, there's some new research out showing you're not going to be getting as many of those. Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, I think that was a study in the Lancet that came out of Britain. Now, one of the problems with the study, it was really based on all self-reporting. But what they did is they looked at about 1 million fully vaccinated people that reported symptoms in an ongoing fashion. And what they found was there was a 0.2% breakthrough cases. Out of all the breakthrough cases, they were twice as likely to have remained asymptomatic despite testing positive, much less hospitalizations. And as you just mentioned, there was a 50% reduction in any of these so-called long hauler symptoms. And anybody that's had COVID, that's developed the long COVID, they know it's that brain fog, it's the lingering shortness of breath. Some people have chronic fatigue from it, other complain of heart palpitations. So much lower rates in the vaccinated people that subsequently had a breakthrough case. A
couple of questions on the text line, both asking, do we know which vaccines have more breakthrough cases? Is that something you could answer?
Yeah, I am not aware of data. I've heard some anecdotal reports, but I would not ascribe it to any one of the three vaccines that are currently in use right now.
Okay. And then, let's see, another question here. Oh, the children, why is it taking so long for children under the age of 12?
It's frustrating that there's a couple things going into that. Number one is over the summer, the FDA decided they wanted to see more numbers in terms of the number of children in the vaccine trials, as well as following their condition for 6 months out. When the vaccines initially got approved for the EUA, they were requiring 2 months of data. And, of course, they continued to follow everybody longer, but the determinations to approve or not were made on the original 2 months of data. And part of that is we know from all the other vaccines that any of the untoward potential side effects and issues of concern tend to come up pretty quickly, certainly by 6 weeks. But to be extra cautious, the FDA has said we want to look at 6 months of data from the children. Number two is there's a lot of logistical issues with getting the total number of children that they want, and even in the preparation of the vaccines. Kids are likely going to get a smaller dose than the adults get, but the vaccine is the same one that the adults were getting, and it had to actually go through dilutional phases, and that required only trained personnel, pharmacists, et cetera, that would dilute the same vaccine to get it to the proper level to give to the kids. Then it had to be done within several hours to make sure it was properly maintained, stored, frozen, et cetera. So it was just a lot of logistical issues. But again, it helps assure the public that these is very rigorously followed trials.
Yeah.
And we're anxiously awaiting to see the positive results of that.
Yeah, I think we are. You still looking at maybe winter, early winter, or would you expect it earlier than that, Dr. Bauer?
Hopefully approval sometime after Thanksgiving into early December so we can get things rolling. I think it would be wonderful if by winter break, right, when everybody is off, that we could get all these kids starting their vaccinations and get lots of them in.
Dr. Bauer, thank you for the time as always. Appreciate you informing us on all these matters and answering our questions, too.
Anna, my pleasure. Stay safe.